Magnus Lane.
Thank you all for this opportunity. I represent, and I'm going to answer if you will later about the union. But my experience with bycatch, and this has been in two different countries, it becomes target. There's no doubt about that. It always does. This looks like a bailout. I see the draggers as brothers and sisters. I've been fishing a lot of different ways, but I'm confused that these people either leave or stay in the state where it's not supposed to be, you know, that much difference. They're not supposed to be taking enough to really amount to anything, but apparently it's enough to argue over. So I'm glad to hear that haddock are coming back. They should catch them on hooks. I think that they should have been lobbying the Fed and lobbying to do smarter management. The ground fisheries haven't been managed well. And all the fishermen have known it through all the years that they've been getting cut down. So that's just something that they have to do a lot smarter. The management is what's hurt the ground fisheries, and that really is the issue. That's what really hurt. I think when they're talking about the bait that's lost down in Massachusetts, well, the I-95 corridor can take care of that, and it always could have. What draggers do to the bottom is pretty bad. So I think it's one of the worst ways, except for gillnets. Gillnets is even a worse way to catch anything. Dropping that in the water is devastating. Scraping for a living, fishermen will. We'll do what we can just to, you know, keep it going, but this still, it amounts to what I believe is like a bailout. It won't work. The Portland Fish Exchange should have been auctioning with lobsters when they started out, and somebody stopped them from doing it. Somebody here just said earlier that they didn't want anything or that the Portland Fish Exchange couldn't do lobsters. Should have been doing lobsters. Auctioning off lobsters should have been more than a nickel difference. If a true auction was going on there, then lobsters probably would have a better price going now. So, as far as you were asking earlier, we're not dues-paying members yet. We're in the process of becoming a union. We're fledglings right now, but our interests are fishermen and just harvesters. So, but it's good to see MLA people here. We do have similar goals. So, thank you.
Thank you very much.